This is Tom Rowe with the WGXC News Update. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more. Newsroom.wgxc.org. Matthew Hamilton is reporting at Capital Confidential that Governor Andrew Cuomo's Smart Schools Commission Monday, October 27th, released its report on how the $2 billion Smart Schools Bond Act should be spent. That bond is one of three proposals on the ballot November 4th. The act would permit the state to borrow for schools, primarily spending the money on short-term needs like electronic equipment, such as whiteboards, computer servers, and laptop and tablet computers. Opponents of the proposal suggest the money might be better spent on something other than technology, which could soon be obsolete after it's purchased. Among the panel's key findings, recommendations to embrace and expand online learning, utilize tablets, laptops, and interactive whiteboards in the classroom to connect every school to high-speed broadband and to provide high-quality continuous professional development to teachers, administrators, and staff. The governor's office has provided an online calculator of how much each individual school district would be eligible to receive under the act. The awards to districts in Greene and Columbia counties vary from a high award of $1.7 million to the Hudson City School District to a low of $148,000 for the Windham-Ashland-Jewett District. Read the full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. Joseph Spector in Politics on the Hudson reports that New York was again ranked 49th by the Washington, D.C.-based conservative group Tax Foundation, though the group earlier this month hosted an event awarding Governor Andrew Cuomo for his tax policies. The group recently praised New York and Cuomo for its corporate tax policies, including reductions in corporate tax rates and an end to manufacturing tax. Now the Tax Foundation says if Cuomo's policies are enacted, New York would move to fourth place in that category. Quote, New York's corporate tax reforms are certainly a major improvement. We gave Governor Cuomo an award earlier this month for championing the changes. While New York still has a long way to go, the recent reforms represent a concerted effort towards a simpler and smarter tax code, unquote. Only New Jersey ranked lower in the group's overall rankings. Read the full story in Politics on the Hudson. Green Party gubernatorial candidate Howie Hawkins will be at the Swallow Cafe Shop in Hudson from 5 to 6 p.m. Wednesday, October 29th, according to his campaign page. Swallow is at 433 Warren Street. Also in Hudson, Democrat State Senator Celia Kacik, the incumbent in an election with Republican George Amendola in New York's 46th Senate District, will be at the WGXC Hudson studio talking with host Tom DiPietro on We the People at 10 a.m. Thursday, October 30th. There are a few public meetings on Wednesday, October 29th in our area. We know about at least one, the Catskill Board of Education meeting at 7 p.m. at the Catskill High School. You can call and make sure that's happening at 518-943-4696. It'll be at the Catskill High School in Catskill. I'm Tom Rowe reporting for WGXC.